Joining us in the studio this morning is Commissioner Bruce Martinson. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, there was a county board meeting on Tuesday, and let's start with a report by Tim Nelson, Planning Director and Solid Waste Officer, about Lakeshore Septic Compliance Program.
Sure. Planning and Zoning did apply for a Minnesota Pollution Control Agency grant to continue the program, but they did not receive the grant. So what Tim has decided to do is to spend the summer, mopping up from all the previous inspections. Still some, paperwork that needs to be completed, and there's still some individuals who have been found to have non-compliant systems that need to be brought into, compliance. So I think that's a good strategy for the county, and they'll make an effort again the following fall to apply for another grant, maybe also a Sea Coastal Program funding.
Okay. This is something I didn't know about, the possible hookup between the Duluth YMCA and the community center.
Oh, sure. That's exciting that direction. Matter of fact, right now the community center steering committee is meeting with the CEO of Duluth YMCA, Chris Francis, up at the community center to see what the YMCA can do. What we have decided as county board is if the preliminary feasibility study shows that there's promise for the YMCA working with Cook County, that we would fund part of all of the $5,000 cost to do a more detailed study.
Okay. Legislature has a House bill on modifying wetland replacement requirements. How does that affect us?
Sure. What that is the legislation that would affect all the counties in the Arrowhead region. The legislation would state that if you're a county that has at least 80% of pre-existing, pre-settlement wetlands still in place, that you wouldn't have to abide by the state requirements for wetland mitigation. However, we still would be, bound by, Army Corps of Engineer requirements.
What does pre-settlement mean?
Oh, it's you're talking about probably before 1880, before there was development activity. They had a pretty good idea what wetlands, existed at,
So
that
wetlands
time.
But have been around a long time.
But if you go, down to southern Minnesota, farming communities, virtually all the wetlands have been drained.
Mm-hmm. And interest rates on the fire department loans, is that up, down, changed?
So that was the issue that I brought up. Traditionally, we give 0% loans to the fire departments, and recently we gave a loan of 1% to the Gunflint Trail Fire Department. We know that they'll be coming back with an additional probably $300,000 dollar loan. Near future, Lutzen Fire Department is going to be coming for a loan. It could be up to one loan, $300,000. And I wanted a policy established that maybe at first so much would be at 0%, and if it's a large amount, then we would charge interest rate.
And this is loan money used to further develop the fire department's response?
Well,
and all
it's most of the loans in the past have been for equipment. However, we have two fire departments seeking loans for buildings.
Okay. And finally, Bruce, we now have a new map of the legislative districts in the state of Minnesota. Does that affect us in any way?
Not at all. No, not Cook County.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have any bearing on the commissioners, or the county stays the same. We have the same representative, same senator.
Correct.
Different number, though. We're not District 6. We're District 3 now. We've been speaking with Commissioner Bruce Martinson. Thank you for stopping by. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.